States across the country are starting to lift indoor mask mandates for the fully vaccinated, and a lot of people are confused. Both businesses and customers are struggling with decisions about wearing masks. Michelle Jokish-Polo of member station WKAR in Lansing reports.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, Michigan has been at the center of the mask-wearing debate, one that intensified after hundreds of residents flooded Michigan's state capitol, protesting the governor's stay-at-home orders and mask mandates. Today, the decision to wear or not to wear a mask is seen here by many as a political statement, but it's one Michigan restaurant owner, Travis Stoliker, is not interested in making.
Even today, we had individuals walking in without masks saying that, well, the CDC said I didn't need to wear a mask, and that puts us in the unfortunate position of being kind of the mask police.
Tim Westlund owns a grocery store in Lansing. He says the state's decision to lift the mask mandate puts him in a difficult position.
The last thing I want to do is refuse people a sale, to refuse a sale. We need to sell product. That's what we're in the business to do.
While state regulators are planning to update COVID-19 workplace regulations to be consistent with guidance from the CDC, Michigan businesses are still required to have employees wear masks, regardless of their vaccination status. Michigan Chamber of Commerce CEO Rich Studley is calling for a more consistent approach, one that would leave the decision up to businesses.
There are a lot of business owners, especially small business owners, who are now, as a result of the miscommunication and confusion, completely confused. Are they supposed to be the mask police or the vaccine police or both? It's almost a paralyzing situation now.
Lansing resident Drew Petrowski is fully vaccinated. And while he welcomes a change in Michigan's mask mandate, he says it hasn't yet meant that he can take off his mask as freely as he would like.
I just hate the idea that the decision that I make regarding my mask would let people think that they understand my political leanings. That just seemed kind of short-sighted and, you know, judging a book by its cover.
Petrowski is not planning to wear a mask unless a business he frequents requires it. But West Michigan resident Allie Roman doesn't feel the same way.
Even though I am fully vaccinated, I might do curbside or pickup or delivery a little bit more often just so that I can avoid others who may or may not be vaccinated and without masks.
Daniel Kinderman teaches business at the University of Delaware, focusing on the impact businesses have on society. He says the way the guidelines are used in Michigan don't set businesses up for success.
There are many unknowns, and we are sailing in uncharted waters. So I think in general, it's good to have freedom to choose, but I'm not sure that the freedom that many business owners have right now is just a blessing.
Stoliker and Westlund are among those who want more guidance on how to navigate those waters. For now, they will be forced to wait until July 1st, when all COVID-19 mandates in the state are expected to be lifted for all Michiganders, regardless of vaccination status. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.